My 10-year-old son, who fancies himself a big basketball fan, made an offhanded comment yesterday that LeBron James spends over $1 million a year on his body. I told him that he possibly can't spend that kind of money, but he insisted. He saw it somewhere, he heard it. So we looked it up, and sure enough, there was an article published in Business Insider not long ago detailing how he literally spends upwards of $1.5 million every year on an army of personal trainers, chefs, on equipment, on all sorts of new training programs to keep his body in pristine, tip-top shape. And he's quoted as saying he views his body as an investment. It is the greatest asset that he has, which is earning him over $100 million a year as it stands right now, and he wants to maintain it for as long as he possibly can, which he's doing a great job of. He's 35 and still going strong. And recognizing the value of his asset, invests tremendous resources to maintain it. And that is an awesome Elul thought. What is our greatest asset, and are we willing to invest the resources to make sure that it maintains tip-top shape? Our assets, our children, the money that we have to spend to educate them, our assets within ourselves, not just our own physical bodies, which don't have to be in tip-top shape like a LeBron James, but the healthier we maintain ourselves, the better we'll be. And obviously, most important, the greatest asset that we have, our neshama, our pure, holy soul, which Hashem has endowed us with, which our entire purpose of life in this world is to maintain and express itself in a closeness, a desire to be close to Hashem. Are we willing to invest what we need to maintain our greatest asset? This month is the opportunity to strengthen ourselves in highlighting what is our greatest asset, and are we willing to spend the time, the money, and the effort to maintain it?